Anyhow, so we talked about the mutation patient. All right, now let's talk about the patient, and I think I know your answer already, who would not be eligible for the BEV trial based on, you know, one of the things that you just mentioned, you know, even performance status also, but more likely the issues that you mentioned. What would you say the most common reason is that people kind of get picked out of that subset?
I think it's squamous and performance status.
Okay. So you've got a patient, let's say, who's got squamous cell. Maybe their performance status is actually good. They're not obviously BEV eligible. I'm taking it that if you could get it paid for, you think cetuximab has the data behind it right now to offer?
Yes, I do. I mean, in that particular patient, I still would want to consider a clinical trial of some other targeted drug or some novel compound with or without chemotherapy. I have no problem with that. But if you're asking me, they either say they don't want to be on a trial or in a situation, hypothetically, what I would do off study, then I think the data with cetuximab in that patient makes good sense.
Okay, now what about the patient who is BEV eligible?
Well, then it's really a toss-up. I mean, I can't say that I would favor one versus the other. I've had more experience, obviously, so far in my career with bevacizumab, so it's likely that I would favor that some. I know what to expect. I've seen the patients with cetuximab, particularly where I live, the high incidence of severe allergic reactions. I would probably favor bevacizumab.